Good morning. It's 9:19 on November 2nd, 2012. And I heard from my sister, Lori. And I've alluded to a story that's not mine to tell. And it has to do with her. So about a year ago, a year and a half ago, she was diagnosed with cancer. And after fighting it for a year and a half, it looks like it's end game time. The doctor has stopped her chemo treatment. It's making her sick and not bothering the cancer. And they've contacted hospice. I don't know how long. Well, I guess nobody really knows how long, but I'm probably gonna try to make one more trip to Maine. I don't know when. And I don't know, actually, if she wants me to. So, yeah. It's been part of what's going on in my life for the last year and a half. That's part of what's been keeping me from really focusing too well. Oh, speaking of focusing, thank you for the tip on Bluefish. That's what I use. And apparently I've overlooked an option that allows me to change the font size. I'll look at that as soon as I get a chance. So, yeah, it's not like I didn't know it was coming. It's not like it's a big surprise. But it's still kind of hard to deal with. So please, those of you who are listening to this, please don't comment. Please don't make public notice of it, at least for now. That time has not yet come. But I wanted you, those of you who know, who've been following me on my morning walk, and listening to whatever I might happen to be thinking about that day, to know what I'm thinking about today. In a little while, I have to go to the doctor's myself. Routine checkup should be nothing more than a weigh in and check the blood pressure. Probably look down my throat and look up my birth certificate and give me a flu shot. 'Tis the season. Which also means I'll probably be sick as a dog for the next couple of days. Because flu shot does, in fact, usually give me the flu. But the good news is I only have a mild case, and typically not totally incapacitated. One interesting note, speaking of dealing, is my therapist made an astute observation the other day. And that's a lot of what I have been taking for depression is really trauma. The trauma of dealing with everything that's going on around me. And so a lot of what is going on, a lot of this fog that I have been feeling has more to do with stress than it has to do with depression. Now, stress and depression are related, of course, but correlation does not mean causation. So that's interesting and I think potentially useful, because it means I can deal with the depression and begin to look at the things that comprise the depression, the symptoms that I see from the inside, and try to separate those from the stress, the trauma. I was doing really well at the beginning of October. Yesterday was not a bad day. It wasn't a great day. I was hoping for a better day today, and then I heard from my sister. And honestly, I'm having a little bit of a trouble breathing. It comes with age. I know. She's a year younger than I am. Thinking back of some of the scrapes that we used to get into. She's probably the person I've known the longest. So, anyway, I don't know what that's going to do for the month. I don't know what that's going to do to the books. I'm pretty sure I know what that's going to do to writing, because I can't write until I get these books off my desk. I've got to get this stuff moving. I did hear from Ryden, and the quarter just ended was very good. There's a check in the mail along with a letter, the reversion letter. So with any luck at all, that'll be here in the next couple of days. Which is good, because it means I can have a good idea of how much my taxes are going to be for the year, and I can actually make a valid estimate. So I can get that taken care of, which seems somehow appropriate. Kind of a gray overcast day. I don't know if this is outflow from Sandy finally made it this far west, or This is new cloudiness that's churned up from the atmospheric instability. Suits my mood. So another interesting episode. Dean Wesley Smith and Catherine Rush call these life roles. So it's like a game where you throw the dice and they come up against you. Sometimes they come up for you, but you throw the dice a few times in your life. This one is going to be probably pretty hard. Part of it is a separation where for me to see her, I have to fly back to Maine, which means everything here becomes problematic. Kids in school, we've got drama, we've got band, we've got medical stuff that's going on here. I've got another dentist appointment at the end of November. And for me to leave means my wife, who is herself chronically ill, is left to deal with it alone. Difficult enough on the best of circumstances. Under these circumstances, very difficult indeed. Oh, can you hear the leaves? Very definite fall leaf crunch and scent in the air. Trying to stand up and walk straight. Find myself walking bent over, which is not good. I need to walk straight up. Is it broadwing hawk? There's two broadwing hawks. I wonder if they're migrating. They're hunting, I'll give you that much, but I wonder. I wonder what brings them out to my neighborhood, or if they've always been here. I'm sorry for the mic sound. It wasn't cold enough to put on the fleece hood, so I had to go back to clipping it on my collar. I suspect that it's making too much noise, which may be for the best. If I get home and find out that the audio is not satisfactory, I'll have a chance to think about how much of this I really want to share. Because truthfully, it's not my story to tell yet, really. But I think it's going to be my story all too soon. And so laying the introductory groundwork now is perhaps allowed, maybe even necessary. So yeah, Friday. Today's Friday. We've got after the doctor's appointment today, I've got nothing else on my calendar until therapy at 9 a.m. on Monday morning. And I'll be able to probably not focus on anything all weekend long. I should have weighed in this morning and I forgot to do it when I got up. I'd like to know how far the discrepancy is between the doctor's scale and my scale. The last time I weighed, it was 183, Well, 184. Then I went away and came back. I'm still 184. So I've had a couple of weeks since Mile High Con, and I've been pretty good about my diet. The last couple of days, I've not eaten a lot of salt. I've stayed even with candy bars everywhere in the house. I had one small piece of chocolate on Halloween with my coffee. I've been staying pretty close to my diet. It's 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day. It varies depending. I'm still trying to avoid as much processed food as possible. Although I confess that I'm addicted to Jif peanut butter. It's probably got too much sugar. It's undoubtedly got too much salt, but it's breakfast with my homemade wheat toast. It's a very good balanced breakfast. Would be even more balanced if I had a little dairy earlier in the day, probably, but be that as it may. I won't get breakfast this morning. I won't have time. I need to get to home and get this audio processed and then uploaded. And I have to be at the doctor's in about 35 minutes. So it's going to be tight to make it there. Because after all, I have to check in 10 minutes early, so he can keep me waiting. Shouldn't be too bad today. Given everything else that's going on, this is pretty low trauma. I am hungry though. I miss my breakfast. Having the calories distributed across the day helps cut down on the snacking, and the hunger helps control it better. I need to go look and see what Ivo's been writing about his beer diet. If I weren't on mirtazapine, I probably would see about giving it a try myself. Come along, ready to do my lawn this morning. But here I am, back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.